Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rubik's Cube got a $300 makeover that comes as a 2x2x2 shape, complete with screens and apps.
Come on.
So now instead of the 3x3x3 cube, it's a 2x2x2 cube. So it's only four per side.
But each one has like a different app.
It's got a little screen on it, yeah.
I'm boycotting it.
Same.
Keep it the way it was.
I'm not going to buy this.
It worked for Cracker Barrel.
Couldn't solve it before.
Well, and the thing is that looking at it, like, it didn't look like something that you solved. I think it was screens on every side, so then the screens would come up like, solve this. I would imagine. I didn't look too deep into it, but I looked at it.
Tensor.
And I was like,
hold on, I'm looking at it now.
Right? It does.
All right.
It's a Rubik's Cube,
it's
only
the same size, right? But you got these four screens.
In just concept, but it looks nothing. It's like, it's not plastic. It's all tech.
It's $300.
$300. And that's.
You know what? I'm going to retract my statement. Good for the nerds. Have fun.
Right.
I'm a thrill. I can never solve them. Like, what am I getting upset?
What I'm looking at here, so I don't know if this does it all the time, but the different screens will put up different colors.
So that's one changes. Of the switches. Right.
So you're trying, I guess, match up with that. Maybe it switches them around.
I'm not
nerdy enough to do this.
No. But you know what? That's something that companies do all the time. You know, how do we reinvent our wheel that we've created? And a lot of the times, they screw it up. And in fact, some people screw it up really, really badly.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
So I went on the internet deep dive for the 10 times companies tried to make something better, but ended up making it worse.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie, the thing that didn't show up for me was the Bop It. I wanted that
the
to be
Bop
on the
it?
List. The Bop It. You remember that, guy? So it was a toy that you had first, and you could either bop it, twist it, or
yeah,
pull it.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Like right, it told things. You what to do.
And then they upgraded it with one more time. That was probably the last good iteration,
insert
in my
it.
Opinion. No, Spin It was one, and then Flick It. Stop.
Foot.
Stop.
Flick it.
Stop.
Flick it.
But all of a sudden, like, tie more it. And more started coming on, right? Yeah. And it's like,
pull it.
There's only so many things you can do.
Right, it's still the toy.
Tie
you know,
it.
it's like, how do we make the jump rope better? Like, you did it.
How do you make the jump rope better?
You crushed it.
Two-hand tugs.
So this actually goes through a handful of different concepts when it comes to a business that's screwing it up. Like, number 10 on the list, they say the Mozilla Firefox Proton redesign, which I know
absolutely.
That you guys are all on that.
Absolutely.
So back in 2021, Mozilla released a major user interface update for the Firefox browser codenamed Proton. The redesign aimed to modernize the look with a floating, more spacious tab bar and simplified menus. However, many longtime users complained that the new interface was less efficient and wasted precious screen space, especially with the removal of the popular compact mode. The redesign sparked significant backlash among Firefox diehards who had been loyal to the browser, with some leaving for more customizable alternatives. I was a Firefox guy for the longest time until I had so much outside pressure, like, why are you still using that crap? And now I moved over to Chrome. And that's where I sit. I never thought that the browser had that much power over me.
No, I mean, to me, just like whatever works is what's working.
What do
for
we
me
use
then.
Here?
Chrome.
I am so, like, I'm with you now. But now my phone, right? Like, sometimes you open up stuff and on the iPhone, it takes you to
Safari.
Safari.
That's what I use. Safari.
I get annoyed. Now I'm like, it's like, it's not Chrome. It's not,
right. So what inevitably is the difference? I understand they're different things. So right. I have an iPhone, it's Safari, right?
Right.
I believe we have Chrome here at work. Correct. But for my experience, if I go to the same website, whether it's my phone or here, I go to the same place and I don't have problems.
Correct. So it's more for your customizable ability on the browser that you're using.
Say no more.
You know, for like all the bookmarks that you got there, just kind of the use.
How many bookmarks do you think I have on my phone?
Zero.
You can have a Gmail. Zero. You can have a Hotmail. It's just
exactly.
the same thing.
It's all right, the same thing.
What
Gmail does hold a lot more gigas, or it's got a lot more byte space.
Memory, bud. Just say memory. Just make the umbrella statement.
Like for me, I know that I'm you know in the minority on this one, but I liked Internet Explorer forever. Like even when it was Edge, like I didn't care. But it's garbage. What it's like. It goes to the websites I want to. I guess
people do things that are infinitely more sophisticated than us. So maybe they push the boundaries where they
But they make it sound like it's an adventure. You know, Internet Explorer.
Yeah.
Safari. Avalanche.
What was the other one? Opera?
Opera?
Ask Jeeves?
That was a search engine.
Maybe they'll do like hide and seek. It's crazy.
Radio Shack rebranding to?
Shack.
The Shack.
They have that. See, they serving this chicken
back in 2009.
Yeah, we're ready to welcome to the Shack. Sandwich. You're in the Shack.
Struggling to compete.
I'm with Miles. Outside of Radio Shack, generally when you say Shack, it's got to be food,
right?
Try to be realistic.
Struggling to compete in a new technology landscape, Radio Shack attempted to rebrand in 2009 to appeal to a younger consumer by adopting the name The Shack. However, the move was confusingly executed, with the company keeping both names simultaneously. Something else did that. Oh, yeah, HBO is kind of going through that identity crisis, too.
Well, so right, say, HBO I Max. Changed my name to Larry, but call me Steve because that's my name.
Right, you can still call me
Larry
Shack.
Steve. Doesn't
the Shack
matter.
Sounds like a bar at the beach.
The Shack. Right.
You know, you just go in there. They got like a grass roof.
And then shocker.
Dude, Shack what happened to Mike longer. On Saturday? It's like, well, we were at the Shack for like 8 hours.
Say no more. Bottomless iced teas.
Right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Gap logo redesign back in 2010. Does anybody remember this? The Gap logo redesign.
Well, so they just put the letters farther apart.
So in 2010, the Gap replaced its classic blue box logo with a generic
Michael Strahan smiley.
Oh no. Modern design featuring a small blue gradient box and Helvetica text.
That looks to me more computer-ish.
It does.
The one on the right. Like
you
computer
ask your
company.
Kid.
It looks more technology-based. And it doesn't look like a clothing company. Like the first one, it
But
looks,
you make clothes.
Right. It looks like a
You're
classic.
Right. It should be like Alfred E. Newman or something.
Right. I mean, exactly. The Gap. Yeah. Just someone with a big-ass Gap. Who was the chick on White Lotus? Mm-hmm. Right?
Oh, yeah. The online backlash was swift and fierce, with the social media campaign and thousands of parody logos created. After only 6 days, the company abandoned the new logo and returned to its iconic classic design.
You ever think people just do that on purpose, though, to bring attention to your product?
I mean, that was the rumor with IHOP. Remember when it was IHOB for a second there, International House of Burgers? Everybody freaked the hell out.
But they said, this is a joke.
Right.
Like with the Gap. I don't know. Here's the thing.
That was a mistake.
Like, no one's
paying attention. They admitted that it was a mistake, too.
And clothes are just, some brands just go in and out of fashion, right?
Exactly.
So, like, with the Gap, it's not because it was your logo.
No.
I mean, look at Champion. right?
Now,
when I was
all
a kid,
of a sudden,
Champion
people
was
are
the best.
Repping it.
Right. Then it was like discount, and now it's like expensive again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's the exact same crap.
One thing I'll say this. I still have a
Converse.
Gap
great call.
Gap shirt that I've had for about 12 years.
Yeah.
T-shirt.
It's still great.
It's still, like, it somehow it held up.
Yeah.
It was probably like 13, 14 bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I still like some of my Eddie Bauer stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. Speaking of redesigns, Tropicana packaging redesign back in 2009. Back in 2009, Tropicana spent $35 million on a package redesign. Think about that for a second. They spent $35 million.
But you can't get a raise. We don't have the money for this, that, and the other. But we spent $35 million.
And also, people aren't drinking orange juice.
On words.
The new minimalist cartoon replaced the iconic image of an orange with a straw stuck in it with a generic glass of orange juice and a new logo. The change stripped the brand of its familiar and beloved identity, and customers complained that the new look made it look cheap and difficult to recognize on store shelves.
I was going to say, it's harder.
That's
it would be harder for me to point that out. Or
yes.
To figure it out.
And it's amazing how that works because it's in the same spot. You know, all the other juices are there, but you will sit there on the phone with your wife like, I can't find the Tropicana.
Because
I have no idea where it's at.
The whole purpose of a logo, especially when it comes to food or something like that, when you go to the grocery store, most people are pretty loyal to the brand, you can look at a shelf of 5,000 items, you know exactly where it is,
right?
Just because the logo. So if you change your logo to something, you're right. I would be looking at it going, babe, I'm telling you.
You look at that, and
Tropicana.
No hate to it, but that looks like a Safeway brand. That looks like a Fred Meyer brand. Again, no hate to the quality or anything like
it
that.
It looks like it's organic and like an upper tier.
Yes.
Overpriced.
Yes, correct.
And yet somehow less quality.
Yeah, right,
it's OJ.
Right.
Like, generic does not even begin to describe how lame that looks.
I'll also say this. That's in a carton.
Yeah.
I like to be able to see my OJ.
I'm with you.
I want to clear things
that way
so I can
I
look
don't...
at the pulp. I can see the pulp level.
I don't ever accidentally buy pulp.
Right. Seriously. I mean, that is very helpful.
Yes.
Or 100%. Grab a grapefruit juice accidentally or whatever the hell.
I still struggle when, like, you ever drink that water out of the box?
No.
Water out of the box.
It's just water, but it's in a box. And it's like, hey, man, it's in a box. It's safer for the environment. But I'm with you. I don't know why it throws
me off. Same with that water in a can. Death, whatever.
Back in 1975, again, these are times companies tried to make something better, but made it worse instead. You guys remember that there was a competition between JVC's and VHS, or rather, JVC's VHS, and Sony had their own. It was called
Betamax.
Yep.
In the first format war, let's see, Sony believed consumers would prioritize superior picture quality. However, they made two critical mistakes. Betamax tapes had a shorter recording time, and Sony refused to license its technology broadly to other manufacturers.
Uh-huh.
And before that, they had Laserdisc.
Yep.
But you could not record onto it.
Correct.
So the problem was with that format was that you could watch, you could play something.
Right.
But you just couldn't store anything on it.
Right. Making it useless. McDonald's Arch Deluxe back in 1996.
Oh.
I like the
Arch Deluxe, man.
So they were losing market share and decided to introduce a more grown-up burger to appeal to a sophisticated adult palate. The Arch Deluxe featured a fancier potato roll and a mustard mayo sauce. Backed by an expensive marketing campaign featuring Ronald McDonald on the golf course, the product failed completely. Customers were not looking for a fancy, expensive burger at McDonald's. It was removed from the menu after becoming one of the most expensive product flops in fast food history.
Here's the thing. It's not the sophisticated people don't go to McDonald's, but even the most sophisticated person on earth, if they go to McDonald's, they just want McDonald's.
That's right.
That's all.
Well, and again, I loved it. I was 16.
There you go.
Wait, so the Arch Deluxe wasn't the hot side hot and the cool side cool.
No, that was the...
Icy hot.
There was like the yeah.
Yeah,
that's all
something
like
else.
Years like Jordan and like that. But that stuff was like 80s, early 90s.
Couple of honorable mentions here. It was Microsoft's answer to the iPod.
Oh, the Zune.
The Zune did not work at all.
Hey, I used to have a Microsoft phone.
Did you really?
I love that thing.
Nice work, dude. Netflix. Anybody remember Quickster back in 2011?
I do not.
She remembers.
They announced it to be spinning off the DVD business to a new company called Quickster. In addition to creating confusion, the move forced customers to maintain two separate accounts and websites for their services. It also came months after Netflix had controversially raised its prices. The backlash was immediate and severe. It did not work. They lost 2 million subscribers and a 75% stock drop after that.
Damn.
Yeah. But then this is the number one time a company tried to make something better but made it worse instead. And in fact, in 1985, they gave it the new brand. It's
Coca-Cola.
New Coke. That's right. They changed the 99-year-old formula to create a sweeter version called New Coke in an attempt to compete with Pepsi. After an expensive market research campaign, the company believed the flavor change was what consumers wanted, but the launch was a massive failure. Loyal customers were furious over the loss of their beloved original, prompting outrage and 40,000 complaint letters within 79 days.
And back then, you actually had to write a letter.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Why do you think companies spend so much, even if they're successful with something, all right? But they spend the amount of money they spend to come up with something you could ask a third grade class.
Right.
And you, they would reach the same conclusion you will, except they would do it in 2 minutes for free.
Right.
Ford, right? Ford introduced what's their current slick drive one, right? It is what it is. The amount of money they spent for someone to eventually, after months, to say, well, the cars, how about drive one? Like, you spent millions of freaking dollars?
Right.
That is exactly what my children would tell you if you said, hey, here's our car. What should we say? I don't know.
No,
drive
there was
one.
That, but there was Pepsi Clear.
That's right.
Which was a complete Pepsi failure, too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.